This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ronaldo Anzaldúa. Date of birth is June the 9th, 1959. Case ID number 3750495. Date of exam, July the 26th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/14/22. And medical records from Dr. Michael Jelinek from Rio Grande Regional Hospital dated 12/10/21. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with two adult children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura, comma, high blood pressure, comma, and diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on September the 29th, 2021. Where he used to be a propane driver for 3 years. The claimant states that also he was a salesman and a laborer for 40 years. During that time, he worked 12 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his wife, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. History of allegations, number one, idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura. The claimant states that in 2019, he started having problems with his platelets in his blood system. He was diagnosed with idiopathic thrombocytopenia, and he was given multiple transfusions consisting of 40 blood transfusions secondary to his condition. His last transfusion was in January of 2022. The claimant went on to have a splenectomy, which was performed on December 2020, and he states that the splenectomy did not completely work and is presently taking large amounts of steroids, which has put him in remission. The claimant's symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, and generalized weakness. The claimant is very scared of going out of his house, secondary to not having a spleen and putting him at risk of having multiple infections. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 6 stairs, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift 1 or 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and he is presently taking dexamethasone 20 milligrams BID, which has placed him in remission, and his condition appears to be stable at this time. He says the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house. His physician is Dr. Michael Jelinek. And he appears to be doing fairly well. The claimant also states that the only other daily activities he does is just watching TV. He doesn't sleep during the day, comma, do housework, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, do the laundry, comma, or any other exercise except walking around the house, secondary for fear of any kind of bleeding or being exposed to any kind of infection. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to develop shortness of breath. The claimant does have a history of obstructive sleep apnea and does have a CPAP machine. However, in 2018, his blood pressure started to rise, and he was treated with losartan, potassium, 50 milligrams QD, almosartan, medoxamil, 20 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 140 over 89. The claimant denies any chest pain, comma, headaches, comma, or blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His condition at this time is being treated and stable. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states in 2021, he started to have symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and weight loss of 25 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from numbness in his feet and hands and has been diagnosed with diabetic neuropathy. He checks his blood glucose one time per week, and he states that it usually comes out to about 120 mg/dL. He states that the lowest blood glucose level has been 112 and that his highest has been in the 300 mg/dL. He is presently taking metformin 500 milligrams BID. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C is, but states that he is fairly stable and doing well. He was diagnosed with non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated and stable at this time. Family history. The mother has coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis, and has had a myocardial infarction. His father is dead and has had hypertension, osteoarthritis, and a cerebrovascular accident. He has an uncle with colon cancer and throat cancer. Medications, metformin, hydrochloride, ER, 500 milligrams BID, losartan, potassium, 50 milligrams QD, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, tramadol, hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, olmesartan, mendoxamil, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, chronic idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura, being treated and stable at this time and appears to be somewhat in remission, comma, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, being treated, obesity, comma, history of status post-splenectomy performed in December of 2020, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking two packs of beer per day for 30 years. He states that he cut back in 2018 and is no longer drinking. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 259 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 140 over 89 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 40. General, this is a 63-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There are two 1-centimeter surgical scars in the left upper quadrant where a surgical removal and a splenectomy was removed by arthroscopic surgery. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion in abduction and forward elevation for both shoulders at 130 degrees. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant does have difficulty in opposing the fifth finger in both hands. However, he is able to oppose and pinch with all other fingers. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle medium-sized objects, small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for the splenectomy and the idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to history of splenectomy, comma, idiopathic thrombocytopenia, comma, and proneness to infections and bleeding. Probable diagnosis, number one, idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura, dash, is being treated at this time, appears to be stable and somewhat in remission. He has not needed any blood transfusions since January of 2022. Number two, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 140 over 89, which is borderline high. His condition appears to be stable. Number three, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, appears to be somewhat well controlled with good blood sugar readings. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ronaldo Ansaldúa.